This is called vision. The vision will come. The truth be revealed. But not even its vaguest nature you now know. Or truth about what? But deep in a sibilant dark, that conviction irregularly gleams like foxfire in sump woods where, in distance, lynx scream or direful stammer of owl freezes the blood in a metaphysical shudder, which might be the first feather-fine brush of grace. Such an event may come with night rain on roof, season changing and bed too wide, or, say, when the past is defogged and the old tracks of folly show fleetingly clear before rationalization again descends as mist from seaward. Or when the shadow of pastness teasingly lifts, and you recollect having caught when a glint of the nature of virtue, like the electrically exposed white of a flicker's rump feathers, at the moment it flashes for the black thicket. Or when, even in a section of the city where no acquaintance would ever pass, you watch snowflakes slash automobile lights as you move toward the first illicit meeting, naturally at a crummy cafe. Your pace slows. You see her slip from the cab, dash for the door, dark fur coat, collar up, head down. Inside, as you order two highballs, all eyes seem to focus on you. Drinks come, but there is nothing to say. Hands do damply clasp, though no bed yet. Each stares into the other's eyes, desire like despair, and doom grows slow and fat and dark like a burgundy begonia. Soon you will watch the pale silken flash of well-turned ankles beneath dark fur as she hurries away on a stolen time, cab hunting, and the future scarcely breathes. Your chest is a great clot. Perhaps then, oh no, it may not happen then, in fact, until a black orderly, white-coated, on rubber soles, enters at 5 a.m., the hospital room, suds and razor in hand to shave, with no word of greeting, the area the surgeon will penetrate. The robot departs. No one comes yet. Do not give up hope. There is still time. Watch dawn blur the window. Can it be that vision has long back already come, and you just didn't recognize it?